What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, back here on Happer and Schaefer, the spillover. Schaefer's out, but we've replaced Schaefer with two people.
Did we say something bad and Schaefer just got pissed and left?
Yeah, he just gets moody. He gets moody and leaves.
No, he did wish me Merry Christmas, so that was good.
He's jolly. As we figured out, yeah. He's a festive guy.
He is festive. You know, today is Festivus?
Festivus for the rest of us. Yeah. That's right. Would you like to air any grievances?
We're going to do that during the show.
Oh, good.
We're going to air our grievances. Well, I won't spoil it then. We're not going to spell it.
Are you going to do any feats of strength?
Jake and I will wrestle. Around the pole.
Wow, that's a big right. Guarantee.
That's what we do on Festivus.
I will not arm wrestle anybody. I've seen too many of those, the arm popping deals. I'm not doing any of those.
Oh, yeah. I hate to even think about
it. I'll
that.
Never do it again.
Just take I was scared on somebody. For Rico when he challenged JoJo Doman.
Yeah.
I thought Rico was going to have his arm broken in half.
Yeah, I wouldn't
that's
try
not a good idea. Take on somebody that is really weak and old.
That's right. Then I might do it. Yeah, you're right.
And then I might have a chance.
If I'm assured victory, then sure.
So Nebraska, we were just talking about this a little bit during the break. Nebraska basketball, they won last night.
They did.
They got their sixth win of the year, which is great, against Kennesaw State. And they covered. Good teams win. Great teams cover.
That's right.
Fred Hoiberg threw this in a little bit last night, just the stretch coming up. I'll play the audio in a second. But here's what they have for their for January. Let's just say for January. Ohio State.
Yep. Loss.
That's
they're hosting them, though. They are.
They
might win that.
They're 15th in KenPom. Michigan State on the road, who's 17th. Rutgers on the road. Can't win in the rack. Purdue couldn't even win in the rack.
That's right.
Illinois at home. They're 14th. Purdue is third. They're on the road as well. Indiana, 28, who you've already lost to. Ohio State again, back out on the road. Wisconsin at home, which that's always like I feel like a maybe gettable game.
They're still top 25, aren't they?
They are.
Okay.
And Rutgers at home. So two Rutgers games, two Ohio State's games, and Illinois, Michigan State, Purdue, Indiana, and Wisconsin.
So basically, top 25 teams are Rutgers, who has beaten top 25 teams.
That's right. They beat one.
Yeah.
Rutgers doesn't have much on their resume, but they did beat Purdue.
Yeah. I mean, that's chance.
That's a great win. When they were number one, right?
Yeah.
When they were number one. The first game.
Immediately when they became number one. Yeah. Here's Fred Hoiberg yesterday after the game on their kind of break plan here.
Yeah, I mean, we'll go back and watch it. We're having a late practice just to get our guys back, get them a conditioning and a shooting session. If we play like this, we have a chance. That's the bottom line.
There you go. It felt like it was definitely a good win for them, a win that they needed. When they hit that run late first half, you felt like the weight had been lifted off of everyone's shoulders. They get a couple threes to go. I think Derek Walker had an and one. Mm. It was like
Trevor Lakes, man.
Oh, yeah, the buzzer beater by Trevor Lakes.
Yeah, the buzzer beater by Trevor Lakes. Yeah, it was like, oh, my God, thank God. Because it did not look like it was going to go that way for a minute there.
That was a get-right game, and they did. That was the best their offensive has looked. Their shooting looked better than it has this year. And like I said, the bigger thing is not just that, you know, things just kind of fell this time, is that the offense did look better. It wasn't just, okay, we better just have Verge, you know, try to go to the bucket or a pick and roll or just chuck up a shot. It was kind of finding an open man, and it worked, you know, especially the corner threes, which is usually, if you're not shooting well, that's a good place to start from beyond.
Do you wish Hoiberg would have put the hammer down a little earlier, like that whole threat of, you know, you take a bad shot, you're coming out of the game. He actually made good on that.
Yeah, I think that might have made the difference.
I mean, Bryce still took a couple of bad shots.
Still took bad shots.
And he made a couple, but he was taken out first, and then Casey was taken out second.
Uh-huh. I think everybody got pulled at one point.
Eduardo was taken out for a different reason, making a silly pass. But I thought that was good. I just wish he might have – I think he could have done that earlier in the season.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, it's a lot easier to make those adjustments on the fly when you're playing Kennesaw State, too.
That's true.
So, right.
And that's the big thing is the offense won't be that easy. Talking to Strick in the post game yesterday, it's kind of like they're going to have to work at it a lot more. The defense was pretty relaxed.
Well, one of the things that they wanted to do is work through Walker. Like instead of moving it around the three-point line and kind of going outside in, I think they want to go inside out a little bit, and it's a demand that they get a post touch now before anything kind of goes up. And that was much, much better yesterday. And I think that's a great idea, by the way, too, because Walker is a hell of a passer.
Yeah.
Like, he's a hell of a decision maker,
too. Yeah,
he's
a really good decision maker.
I've said this a million times throughout his career here so far, but, like, that's a guy who gets the absolute most out of what he has.
Yeah.
He's a 6'8" big man in the Big Ten going up against monsters every night. Yeah. And he just does, he does what he can do.
He's going to set a school record for percentage. I mean, he's already on that pace. I think he leads the NCAA, right?
He 80, was. I'm not sure.
80%. He was 4 of 5 last night. I wish he would take twice as many shots. But the shots he takes,
I don't think so.
The shots that he takes are hard to get because you're right at the rim.
That's the argument that kind of goes around is should they, I like them moving the ball through him, but I don't know if he should take too many more shots because it's not that he's shooting 80%
on
turnaround
that's
hook
true.
Shots because he's got a great post presence.
Right.
You know, anybody that shoots 65% on up, usually it's from layups and dunks that are open. But
so it looks like Derek Walker's not actually qualified
not enough shots
to lead. I don't know what his field goal percentage is, but the number one person in the country who's actually qualified is Creighton's Ryan Kalkbrenner.
What's he shooting from the field?
72.6%.
Weak.
Is Walker higher?
So weak.
Yeah, he's at like 80%.
Is he at 80?
Yeah.
He came into last night at 78%.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Way to go, Derek Walker. Put him on the list.
All-American.
Make him qualified.
At least all-league, for sure.
At this point.
That was fun honorable to see. Mention, at least.
I know it was Kennesaw State, but that was at least fun to watch, right?
Yeah.
And we haven't been able to say that for a while. It was fun to see the ball go through the net.
It was a great Verge game. But I know he had – I looked at it afterwards. Like, he had 7 turnovers? I guess I didn't even really notice that. But I thought he made some really good decisions, was calm, right? I want to see a sense of calm from him.
Yep.
And I thought he was calm. He let the game come to him. He made passes that led to assists, 12 of them. But he made passes to that led to assists. You know what I mean? Yep. Like a pass away from an assist.
Tied Cam Mack's record.
So if you count those, like those are for a point guard's job, that's sometimes more important than the actual assist numbers. Like, do you make a pass that leads to another pass? You have to do that, and that takes three people to accomplish that. And I think there was probably three or four more of those last night. So he was really good.
And we've talked all year about him learning that point guard role. That was as close to, I think, as we've seen it. Obviously, the assist numbers bear it out, but it wasn't just dribbling and, you know, finding assists just because it happens to the offense where he gets his three or four a game. You know, it was taking a defender and you know, opening up the corner, or a lot of them just kind of finding a man that's cutting to the bucket underneath. So, I mean, it just looked the best flowing offense with maybe a look of a true point guard. Again, you do have to cut down on those turnovers. He's had at least five in like the last six games. So that's a lot of turnovers.
I'm surprised to see they had 17 after the game. It didn't feel that way. And maybe some of it happens late when you're cruising a little bit. It did with the way it tightened up a little bit late there. And then the first 7 to 10 minutes were pretty rough. But you know, you shot the lights out. I just feel like the weight kind of came off a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, Verge, again, how many times have you said this year, certainly for Nebraska, he's the best player on the floor?
Oh, yeah.
Against even good teams, sometimes he looks like the best player on the floor. And now he aggravates you. He does make the mistakes, sometimes unforced errors at 7 last night. But he was the best player on the floor last night.
But only when people, like, aren't. Only when the people around him are letting him down, you know? Yeah, like,
that's true.
When he tries to do too much, it's a result of everybody else not making shots.
And not trusting his teammates to make a shot, so he takes it on his own.
Yeah. In essence, it's that too. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a good step in the right direction last night for Nebraska basketball. He also said, by the way, we never mentioned this during the show, Wilhelm Breidenbach had knee surgery yesterday in L.A., 6 to 8 month timeline, so they hope they'll get him back, you know, before training camp and all that stuff starts up. Didn't say what the injury was, though. Like, I asked afterwards, like, is it ACL? He's like, we're not going to talk about that yet.
I think it is. I mean, but you're speculating, but that's what it could be.
And they've been kind of weird about it the entire time, so.
It sounds like he's going to get this year back. Because he didn't play in enough games.
Yeah, there's like a percentage of minutes.
It sounds like he could get this year back. And I think it actually could work out in a weird way. If you could get more minutes like you got like from Trevor Lakes last night, I think he's a good floor spacer. Now, Breidenbach, I think, could become that, but he was struggling with his three-point shot.
Well, the issue in Nebraska, it's so funny because they ran into those four games that were really tough against very good competition, five. And what you really could have used in each of those games was a physical presence at all. Yeah. And you lost the two guys that gave you any sense of that. Yeah. Right? Yeah. But injuries.
You'll get Trey back mid-January. Yeah. I mean, he's a physical presence, but you're right. He's not a post presence.
They're going to need more of that, for sure. Not every game is going to be Kennesaw State.
No. As we just pointed out, that schedule is daunting. Yeah. I don't know where there is a win.
All right, we're done for, I'm done for today. We'll turn it over to Tom and Bach. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll talk to you on Monday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.